Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, April 12th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Leading off today, Apple is alerting users to a new instance of an identified mercenary spyware attack on the iPhone. Possible victims have been sent an email from Apple describing how the attack could have remotely compromised their iPhone. Victims are being notified in India and 91 other countries. But for most of you listening to this, this is nothing to worry about. Mercenary attacks of this nature typically cost millions of dollars and are often useless once discovered by security researchers and patched by iOS security updates. They are often believed to be state-sponsored due to the high cost of development to craft such complex and sophisticated attacks. Apple has sent out these alerts in waves since 2021 as new attacks have been discovered. They generally target people like political activists, government officials, diplomats, and journalists. In this latest case, it seems that the purpose of the attack was to install malicious software on the user's iPhone in order to spy on their data and their whereabouts. Apple continuously works to patch and defend against all manners of iPhone security bugs, and Apple emphasizes that users can proactively defend themselves by installing the latest iPhone software updates as soon as they are made available. The origin of this latest attack is currently not disclosed. Apple is also continuing to take legal action to get some of these spyware makers off the market. Israel's NSO Group is one of the most notorious makers of such spyware, and in November of 2021, Apple filed a lawsuit against NSO Group, and that case is ongoing. In other news today, Apple has announced a big change to its repair policy for the iPhone. The company says that customers and independent repair shops will now be able to conduct iPhone 15 repairs with used, genuine Apple parts. This marks the first time that Apple has officially supported used parts for iPhone repairs. Apple says that starting with the iPhone 15 this fall, the new process is designed to maintain an iPhone user's privacy, security, and safety, while also offering consumers more options, increasing product longevity, and minimizing environmental impact of a repair. Used, genuine Apple parts will benefit from the full functionality and security afforded by the original factory calibration, just like if the repair was completed using a new, genuine Apple part. The policy initially applies to parts including screens, batteries, and cameras, and Apple says it will eventually extend to used biometric sensors for Face ID and Touch ID. Apple will use a software pairing feature to ensure that a part is genuine, a practice that the company says is critical to preserving the privacy, security, and safety of iPhone. To prevent iPhones from being stolen, then disassembled for parts, Apple says that it will extend its Activation Lock security feature to iPhone parts for the first time. Activation Lock was designed to limit iPhone theft by blocking a lost or stolen iPhone from being reactivated. With this new policy, if a device under repair detects that a supported part was obtained from another device with Activation Lock or Lost Mode enabled, calibration capabilities for that part will be restricted. Again, these new policies go into effect later this year, starting with the iPhone 15, and Apple said the policies will eventually extend to future iPhone models. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Ulysses is a powerful Apple Design Award-winning writing application for Mac, iPad, and iPhone. Ulysses is the app that I use to write 9to5 Mac articles and my scripts for this very podcast, and I couldn't recommend it more. It offers a distraction-free writing environment that lets you focus on your text and nothing else. You can edit your writing anytime and anywhere thanks to built-in iCloud syncing support to keep everything in check. Ulysses also lets you publish your text conveniently from within the app to different blogging platforms, complete with images, tags, and excerpts, including support for WordPress, Ghost, Medium, and Micro.blog. Hit the link in the show notes to get started with Ulysses today for free. My thanks to Ulysses, the ultimate writing app for Mac, iPad, and iPhone, for supporting 9to5 Mac daily. Running out this week, Apple is planning a major overhaul to its Mac lineup with the advent of the M4 family of chips. Bloomberg says that Apple is planning a new family of in-house processors designed to highlight artificial intelligence. The story says Apple is nearing production of the first M4 chips, which will come in at least three main varieties, and Apple is looking to update every Mac model with the new M4 chip. The transition to the M4 will start later this year and include a new iMac, a lower-end 14-inch MacBook Pro, higher configuration 14 and 16-inch MacBook Pros, and a refreshed Mac Mini. Apple is then planning to follow up those devices with more M4 Macs throughout 2025. This includes updates to the 13-inch and 15-inch MacBook Air by the spring of 2025, then a new Mac Studio around the middle of the year, and a new Mac Pro later in 2025. The M4 family will include an entry-level variant as well as at least two higher performance versions. Apple plans to highlight the AI processing capabilities of the new components, with details on how they'll integrate with the next version of macOS. The new entry-level M4 chip will power the MacBook Pro as well as the MacBook Air and entry-level Mac Mini. The first higher-end chip, codenamed Brava, will appear in the Mac Studio, the higher-spec MacBook Pro, and a higher-end Mac Mini. And the third most performant M4 chip, codenamed Hydra, will appear in the upper-tier Mac Studio and, of course, the Mac Pro. For the highest-end desktop Mac configurations like the Mac Studio and Mac Pro, Apple is also considering support for up to half a terabyte of RAM, up from the current limit of 192 gigabytes. But as a reminder, the last Intel-powered Mac Pro supported up to 1.5 terabytes of RAM. And finally, Apple still hasn't released an M3-powered version of the Mac Studio or the Mac Pro. Bloomberg's report at least leaves the door open to the possibility of an M3 Mac Studio, and says Apple is testing a still unreleased M3-era chip that could appear in an M3 Mac Studio. But again, the M4 transition is set to begin later this year, starting with an iMac, the MacBook Pro, and a refreshed Mac Mini. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find an ad-free version of the show for $5 a month at 9to5mac.com/join. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, where you can leave a rating and a review to help more people find the show. My thanks to Ulysses for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily this week. Ulysses is my favorite writing app for the iPhone, the iPad, and the Mac, and you can learn more and get started for free at the link in the show notes below. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.